Solo BG.
Welcome and thank you so much for listening to this first episode of Solo BG. My name is Derek and I'm so excited to be here with you, everybody. On this podcast, we're going to try to focus in solo and cooperative games. Also, we will be talking about news in the game, tabletop game world related. You know, we're going to try talking about Kickstarters, upcoming Kickstarters, new games from the main companies, new ideas from designers. We're going to be trying also to get some interviews with some publishers and game designers as well. In some episodes, friends are going to be joining me to do this podcast together and trying to decide at the end of each episode, if the game is better as a solo or if it's a cooperative. In this first episode, we're going to start with Pixel Glory, Light and Shadow. The light version, it's a solo and cooperative game.
Welcome to Solo BG.
News. On today's episode in the news, we have that on October on Kickstarter, it's going to be released an expansion for the game Street Masters. Street Masters, which is published by Blacklist Games and is designed by Adam and Brady Sattler. They're going to release Aftershock in October on Kickstarter. And with Aftershock, you will have the opportunity to fight new bad guys. And I heard that the fighters are mainly females, which is pretty cool. So you will have Aftershock Kickstarter on October. Also on Kickstarter, but before, on September 12th, it's going to be released Tiny Epic Mechs, published by Gambling Games. Tiny Epic Mechs is 2-4 players, but there's a rumor that they're working on a solo variant, which is going to make the game pretty cool, at least for us. Also on Kickstarter, you can find right now the reprint or the new edition of A Thief's Fortune by Artipia Games. A Thief's Fortune is a card game for 1-4 players in which each player represents a different possible future of the same character. By visiting different locations, interacting with local characters, and making sure that certain events you have seen actually happen, you try to find the path that will lead you as far as away as possible from the danger. Also on Kickstarter, you can find right now a book that is called For the Love of Board Games, which is a book that explores how modern popular board games were created by interviewing the designers behind the games. So you should check it out right now on Kickstarter, For the Love of Board Games.
Pixel Glory, Light and Shadow.
Boss and Corey.
So let's start with the first impressions of the cover, the box, you know. It has a cool design. You will find like two monsters and demons on the cover, on the main cover. They're very pixel-like, kind of bring nostalgic memories of all those 18 or 16 or 8 or, you know, at least below 20 bits, like the old original Nintendo and SNES or Super Nintendo. And you will also have, you know, a legend that it says Pixel Glory, Light and Shadow, a fast-paced card game. This particular one that I'm grabbing right now is a light version. I was able to get it on the Gen Con in 2018. It was released in 2017. It tells you that it's age plus 13. It tells you that it takes 30 minutes about gameplay, which is true. It's kind of accurate. And that is 1-4 players. Then if you go to the sides, you will see different, like, circle symbols of, you will have fire, earth, water, light, and shadow. And also, if you go to the other side of the box, you will have Pixel Glory. If you go to the kind of the behind, you will find a little bit of, you know, story about the game. You will also have several descriptions of the game, like use elemental spells to save the village. And you will have pretty cool art again, like a little wizard holding, like, you know, like a spell of fire and a little bad guy from the dungeon. You also will find the multiple game modes, which I will mention it right now. You can play this game as a standard, which is free for all. 2v2, which is twice the fame. Solo, save the villagers. Or cooperative, which is work together with your friends. And you will also find all the description of the game components that you will find inside the box, which is 111 spells and attack cards, 26 unique monster cards, 42 additional cards, 4 wizard HP trackers, and 2 light versions secret card packs. Dungeon crawling, deck building, and auction and drafting fun for 1-4 players. You will have at the bottom the credits for the design, the art, which is made by Clara NG. And you will have the contact information, the logo of the Safety publisher, and the Watts Games, which is the manufacturer.
Inside the box.
So now that we are inside the box, We will find first the instruction, the rule book, which is pretty nice. It's about, I would say, 5 pages, double-sided. And it will be explaining you all the different phases of the game, which is divided in 2 phases, the town phase and the dungeon phase. And we will talk about that in a little bit later. So you will have the rule book, which is pretty nice. Nice quality, you know, a little bit of bright. It's good. It also, at the back of the rule book, which is pretty nice, it will tell you the alternate game modes and, you know, like in a fast way to explain. It also has an FAQ website that it tells you where to go. Also, you will find a bunch of cards, like all the cards that they were described outside the box. You will have the 4 HP trackers. You also will find wooden tokens, like little cubes and little hearts. They all are made of wood. They're pretty nice, actually. You will also find 2 secret pack. Now, I'm going to talk about this secret pack once we start with the game. But it's something that it's very, very good, because the first version of this game was made on 2015, if I don't remember incorrectly. Yeah, 2015. And it was the Pixel Glory. The difference between that game, the original Pixel Glory, and this Light and Shadow version is pretty much that on the first one, it's fully cooperative. You can win by victory points, but it's pretty much cooperative. And you can outplay solo. Now, on this new version, you will have the HP tracks for the wizards, which will allow you to die. So, putting that aspect of the game, you will be able to play in solo. And it also includes this secret pack, which is like expansion. Like, once again, I will talk about that later on when we start with to play the game, or to, at least to describe how the game plays. You will also have 2 cards that are different, that it tells you once again the instructions and how to do the starting HP depends on the difficult that you want to play. You can play casual, standard, or hardcore. So this is good in case, you know, it will give you some replayability, making the game harder and harder every time. You will have also a description card that it will tell you the elemental bonus damage of each basic spell, and the combat tips also on the back. And you will have also the monsters and the dungeon lord, which is the main bad guy that we want to kill at the end of the game. In Pixel Glory, the gameplay consists of 2 phases, the town phase and the dungeon phase. You will also have different playing game modes like 2v2, solo, and free for all. In town phase, you will be getting a hand of 9 cards that represents the gold to buy spells. The cards are numbered 1 to 9, and with those cards you will be bidding in the town / auction phase to gain spells. Each spell is going to come also with basic spells. Depending on the spell of type, earth, water, fire, light, and shadow. Once we build a deck of 9 spells, then we will move forward to the dungeon phase. In the dungeon phase, we will be fighting the bad guys in order to defeat them and get victory points and healing, or making damage without killing them in order to get combo points. We will be drafting from a monster deck 3 different monster cards, and we will be attacking them with our hand of 4 spells and basic spells. If we kill one, besides gaining victory points, we heal 1 health on our wizard track. If we make damage without killing a monster, we get combo points, and with those we can draw more cards or defeat monsters at the end. After killing all the monsters, we attempt to defeat the dungeon lord, and if we go kill him, we succeed in our dungeon crawling adventure. Depends on the game mode that we choose, we can either win by victory points or by just surviving the adventure. In a solo game, we will lose if our wizard dies, but in the other game modes, even if the wizard dies, the other ones can still fight the monster and defeat the dungeon lord, and at the end, we just count our victory points in order to determine the winner. One aspect of the game that I think is great is the secret packs that you get with the game. One of them, you will be able to open it if you succeed and survive the dungeon, and I'm assuming it contains more missions and monsters. I have played the game solo and cooperative a few times, but I haven't succeeded in the dungeon, so I will not like to spoil you or spoil me. And because of that, I won't go in details of what is inside of the packs, but it's something that I'm looking forward to find out very soon, especially since I really like games with campaign modes or expansions. So at the end of the podcast, we always gonna have the most, I will say again, important question of each show, which is, Do we rather play this game solo or cooperative?
The game is fun if you want to play a dungeon crawling fast-paced game with a quick setup and not requiring too much space in the table. Like I mentioned before, I already tried solo and cooperative, and in my opinion, this game plays better as a semi-cooperative game, or as they mention in the rulebook, the most famed mode. I think it's fun, the victory points aspect, since it gives you a certain level of game in competition, but also trying all together to defeat the baddies. The bidding or auction phase also adds a very fun variant for a game night. I decide to give Pixel Glory a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, wherein 10 is an excellent. It's a game that a solo dungeon crawler gamer will enjoy, and I think that taking in consideration the small size of the box, it can get a place in our game shelf. What I don't like from the game is the mechanic of acquiring the spells in the solo mode, which you get them from shuffling the spells deck and drafting two. You choose one and discard the other one. I can't think of any other way to do it, and that's probably why I think it's another point of the game that makes it better as a semi-cooperative game. Pixel Glory, Light and Shadow.
Thank you so much for joining me on this first episode of Solo BG. Till next time, see you through the speaker and at the tabletop.